Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. Have you heard about freelance work? Are you interested to get in the freelancing game? This episode is for you. Welcome to another episode of the Get Hired Podcast. Here in this podcast, we try to help you land your dream job. But what if we're talking about an altogether different in this industry, right? The freelancing industry is a huge part of the global economy these days. When we talk about freelancing, it's not just about content writing or content production. We're talking about Facebook ads, drop shipping. We're talking about building websites and basically trading your skills for resources. And again, this is a global economy and a lot of people want to join this industry. The question is, are you ready for it? There are certain things that you have to prepare, and those are the things that we're going to talk about today. Okay? So again, this is the Get Hired Podcast. If you don't follow us yet, go ahead and click on follow. Make sure that you catch the next episodes. We're going to help you prepare for your next job interview, your next pitch, all of these things that you have to do to make sure that you have your dream job, and more than that, your dream career. Okay? I have 5 tips for you if you want to get into freelancing. Okay, now first, pag-usapan muna natin, ano ba ibig sabihin ng freelancing? Now, the word freelancing or freelancer, if you look at its history, it's rooted in the, sabihin natin, medieval times, wherein there are knights who work with their kings, no? Meron silang loyalty or fealty to their king. But there are freelancers, as in free lance, as in that weapon, di ba? Yung long weapon na yun, the lance, na nasa labas nung kingdom. Okay? Ano ibig sabihin nun? These are mercenaries. These are swords for hire. Kaya nga freelancers. So they work for whoever or whomever pays them more. Now, kung yun yung konteksto ng freelancer, kung titignan natin yun sa current situation, what we could say would be, if employees have both the support and the protection of companies, freelancers work outside the system and they have to fend for themselves to make sure that they get the same benefit. But there are certain pros and cons when it comes to freelancing. And I think one of the things that we need to talk about is that hindi rin siya madali. Kasi I've seen this all over, and again, not naming names, I'm not about that, no? Pero I've seen a lot of people sell online courses on how to be a freelancer or sell membership programs para sa mga aspiring freelancers, making a promise na, okay, if you do these things, yayaman ka. Or gusto mo ba ng madaling buhay? Gusto mo ba na hawak mo yung oras mo? Gusto mo ba na ganito ganyan? Kumita ng ganito karami? Maging freelancer ka. But hindi lahat sinasabi yung difficulties ng situation or the fact na the freelancing life may not be for everyone. Kasi ganun lang talaga eh. Like anything naman, even being an employee, being a businessman, being a freelancer, namimili din siya. Namimili din siya ng mga tao who are willing to get into the same lifestyle. So hindi lang siya about skills. It really is a way of living and more than that, a way of thinking. So, before you make that decision, ano ba yung mga tips ko, mga steps that you need to consider before you quit your job and enter the market as a freelancer? Okay? Now, these are 5 S's. We're going to talk about the first one right now. The first thing that I'm going to tell you na kailangan ay self-motivation. Okay? Self-motivation and yung kanyang end result, which is self-discipline. Now, I know a lot of people will say, ah, pag freelancer ka, dapat marami kang skills and everything. We'll talk about that later. But I think the number one necessity when it comes to jumping sa freelancing as a career is self-motivation and self-discipline. Bakit? Kasi, again, thinking na ang freelancing isn't for everyone, there are certain people kasi who need structure, who need a boss, who needs yung time, di ba? Yung time in and time out sa trabaho for them to show up. Now, if you are the type of person who likes that structure, gusto natin na we're racing to yung money clock natin o kaya yung time in natin, yung fingerprint scanner sa office para mag-start yung working day. And hinihintay mo rin yung 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. sa araw na yon para makapag-time out ka. Then, okay, this may not be the career for you. Kasi pag nag-freelance ka, no one will keep you in check. Walang magsasabi sa'yo na, bumalik ka na sa trabaho, di ba? Walang magmemo sa'yo kapag natulugan mo yung trabaho mo. So if you are not intrinsically motivated, if you are not self-motivated, baka mawalan ka ng gana sa freelancing. And the truth is, again, thinking about that na, okay, ang freelancers, wala silang protection ng company, na if I slack off, okay lang, kasi sasweldo ko pa rin naman sa 15 at sa 30, regular pa rin naman. You have to understand na kapag freelancer ka at hindi ka self-motivated, kadalasan ang ibig sabihin yan is magugutom ka. Okay? Kasi hindi ka babayaran kapag hindi ka nagtrabaho. And as someone who is just starting out in the industry, it's even more true kung magsisimula ka ngayon. Kasi you're going to be competing with people who have been in the industry for 10, 20 years. So you really have to be self-motivated and self-disciplined. Kasi if you work beside your bed, like I do, and I have for years, no? At yung tawag ng kama mo ay masyadong malakas, di ba? At hindi mo kayang disiplinahin yung sarili mo na every day kailangan kong gumising at this time, mag-work hanggang itong oras na ito, then mahihirapan ka pagdating sa freelancing. Again, self-motivation and self-discipline. Now, another thing that not a lot of people understand is that if you are into freelancing, you don't have a boss. And what that means, kasi yung iba ang sinasabi lang, wala kang boss, so maganda yun. People think na pag walang boss, it's automatically a good thing. Well, it could be a good thing kasi walang tumitingin sa'yo over your shoulder, di ba? Na parang, kamusta yung ginagawa mo? Walang nag-micromanage sa'yo. Pero on the flip side, kapag wala ka ring boss, wala ring mag-a-affirm sa'yo. Or walang magsasabi sa'yo na you're doing good, you're doing a great job, keep doing that. Walang mag-a-affirm sa'yo. So ibig sabihin nun, if you make mistakes, walang mag-guard sa'yo against that mistake. You know how sometimes when we're starting out sa isang company, kumbaga, for example, sa BPO company, before you send out an email to a client, the first few weeks, merong approval system. So, titingnan muna ng team leader mo yan o titingnan muna ng iyong mentor kung maganda na ba yung email mo bago nila isi-send out. So, may protection ka of a mentor who's checking your work. Pero sa freelance, hindi ganun. So, kapag may nag-email sa'yo na client, nag-email back ka, tas may nasabi kang mali, nag-overpromise ka, or namali ka ng send, walang attachment, walang details, or mas malala yung may draft ka, di ba? Yung nalagay mo lang, chever-chever, tas hindi mo na-edit. Pag binasa ng client mo yun, it reflects on you directly. Wala kang guard, wala kang wall ng pagkakaroon ng boss or ng structure or ng company who will protect you from that. So, ibig sabihin na again, you have to be self-motivated, self-directed. Number one yan sa list, sa checklist if you want to be a freelancer. So, if you feel right now, and again, it requires a lot of self-awareness. If you feel right now na, okay, kailangan ko nun constant affirmation na I'm doing good, na ito yung tamang sistema. Gusto ko kapag nagtrabaho ako, I can clock in and clock out. Diba yung time in ka, tapos trabaho ka for 8 hours. Paglabas mo sa opisina, tapos na yung trabaho mo, hindi mo na iniisip. Then, okay yun. That is also a good choice for you. Kasi again, iba-iba naman tayo. Kasi ang work ng freelancer, in many ways, it doesn't stop. Ikaw ang magmamanage talaga nun. You have to understand na if someone is looking for, say, a graphic designer and they send an email to you, hindi ka nakapag-respond within the next 5 minutes, kadalasan mawawala na yung client na yun kasi may ibang magre-respond sa kanila faster. So that is the kind of grind that you have to prep your mind sa pagpasok dito sa freelance economy. Okay? So again, self-motivation, self-discipline, you have to think about that. Number one sa checklist natin yan. Now, number two sa checklist, if you want to be a freelancer, medyo mas practical na, you have to have monetizable skills. So, okay, so S pa rin yun, you have to think about your skills. What are the skills that you can bank on? Again, it requires a lot of self-awareness. I-inventory mo na yung skills mo. Am I a good writer? Am I a good graphic designer, photographer, videographer? Am I good when it comes to content production, website building? Nasa ang level ako? Competitive ba ako? Now, if you're not competitive yet and you're working sa isang full-time job, then this may be the perfect time for you to make sure that you use your time after you clock out and of course your weekends para i-build up yung skill mo. Okay? So make sure that you have a portfolio ready. Make sure that your skills are really competitive. Kasi there's also this, ano ba? I couldn't call it illusion, no? Pero this delusion sometimes pa nga sa mga tao na magsasabi nila na sa kanila, nagsasabi sila na, okay, I am really good when it comes to video production or video editing. Pero when you ask them, patingin nga ng sample or patingin ng portfolio mo, you would see na, ano naman, baseline lang to, ha? Parang basic lang to, yung transitions natin or fade in, fade out lang din. I'm really good when it comes to writing, pero pag tinignan mo, meron pa rin namang grammatical errors or hindi pa masyadong, kumbaga, hinog yung skill. So you really have to work on that. You have to invest din when it comes to building up your skills and your portfolio. So again, think about that. Ano yung mga bankable skills ko? Kasi if you're saying na, okay, I can build a website. Okay, pero anong klaseng website, right? Limited ka ba sa WordPress lang? Limited ka ba sa Blogspot lang? Limited ka ba sa isang programming language lang, right? Ano yung idea mo about color theory? Kasi most of the time, when you talk about being a competitive freelancer, hindi lang enough na marunong ka ng skill na yon. Dapat meron kang a little pa dun sa top, okay? Na pandagdag. Ibig sabihin nun, if I present myself as someone who is good when it comes to website building, hindi lang basta na mabubuo ko yung website, pero sa client galing lahat, pati color scheme, font, and everything. Dapat meron akong sample na pwede na akong one-stop shop, di ba? Pwede akong mag-provide na, okay, ito po yung kulay since you are going to be selling, sabihin na natin, cereal. Okay, cereal, yung product. Meron akong mock-up ng logo, mock-up ng actual colors na gagamitin sa website, mock-up ng content. Para pag pinitch ko yung idea ko, mas maganda yung sa akin. Mas pipiliin nila ako over anyone else. So again, you have to be realistic when it comes to the skills that you have. Okay, so again, two things. First two things, we talked about self-motivation and self-discipline. Number two, skills, monetizable skills. And if you're not yet at that point, make sure that you invest on those skills right now. Marami rin namang mga programs, maraming mga videos on YouTube that could help you study and gain more skills right now. Mag-aral kayo nun, okay? Hindi naman kailangan, yun yung degree eh. Sa totoo lang, yun ang benefit ng freelancing. Yung iba nga, undergrad, and that's okay. Ang importante, magaganda na yung skills nila. So, invest yung time ninyo doon. Hindi enough, yung laway-laway lang, na I'm good at this, good at that, hindi. You have to have something to show for your work, okay? So again, first two, we'll talk about the next ones after this quick break. Up, wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard Podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. All right, and now we're back. Again, there are 5 tips sa episode na ito. We are done with the first 2, self-motivation, self-discipline. Number 2, skills. Third, schedule. Yep, schedule. I know medyo related siya dun sa first tip, self-motivation and self-discipline. But, you know, having a schedule and making sure that you adhere and follow that schedule is a very important aspect when it comes to freelancing. Bakit? Kasi ikaw din yung in control of your schedule. Ikaw din ang magde-decide if kaya ko pang kumuha ng bagong client, kaya ko pa ba itong trabaho na ito? Kaya ko ba bang i-offer yung services ko sa market or sagad na ako or hindi ko na kaya? And you will know that if you know how to keep track of your schedule. You have to be very realistic then when it comes to that. And when you talk about schedule, hindi lang siya scheduling time for work, scheduling time for rest then is very important. Kasi a lot of people naman are drawn to freelancing kasi sabi nila, marami akong kikitain dyan kasi magtatrabaho na lang ako na magtatrabaho. Well, yes, but we also have to understand that when it comes to the sustainability ng iyong buhay, di ba, napakahalaga niyan, we also have to schedule time for rest. So, yung pag-schedule at pagsunod, more importantly, pagsunod sa schedule na yan, dapat talaga solid yan sa'yo before you even consider going into freelance work. Okay? Now, ano ba itsura ng schedule? I am working on a video na day in the life. Matagal nang nasa pipeline yan, hindi pa lang talaga na nagagawa. Na-shoot na yun matagal na, no? Pero I hope to release that soon dun sa Like a Maravillian na YouTube channel just so you can see, well, kind of feel kung ano nangyayari within a day. Pero ang isa sa mga pinaka-importanting parts niyan is that when we say that we are going to, say, shoot two podcast episodes like I'm doing right now, back-to-back, I have to make sure that I finish it sa isang set na time kasi as a freelancer, I have to have time to do the other things na kailangan kong gawin. And meron din siyang delicate balance ng things that you do for money, as in monetizable, and things that you do to help you when it comes to building your platform, things that help you when it comes to furthering your advocacy, and you have to find the balance between those. Kasi yan talaga yung constant struggle. You have to be really prayerful then and ask for wisdom when it comes to decision making. Kasi you will have to say yes and no to a lot of things because you have a limited schedule. So again, disiplina rin siya. You have to make sure that you're really good when it comes to keeping a schedule and adhering to that schedule bago ka mag-quit ng job at bago ka maging freelancer. Kapag nasa trabaho ka kasi kadalasan, ang schedule mo hawak din, diba, ng boss mo, hawak din ng sistema, ng company. Ang oras ng break is 12 to 1. Kapag freelancer ka, sometimes you forget to eat. So always think about that, okay? Third S is schedule. Number 4, okay? Fourth S natin. Very important din before you up and quit your job. Savings. Savings. Bakit? Kasi kahit papaano, kailangan meron tayong padding or meron tayong comfort na ng emergency fund before you quit your job. Now, I understand some of the people who are going to go into freelancing, walang emergency fund or walang savings kasi, di ba, again, with the pandemic and everything happening, nawala ng trabaho, kaya ngayon, di ba, ang biggest win option natin is freelancing. I understand that, and I understand that a lot of people are going through that right now. I'm not trying to say na, kumbaga, lahat dapat meron mo ng savings bago mag-freelancing. I'm just saying na if you have that option, na if you are listening to this episode thinking na, okay, meron akong trabaho ngayon, pero I'm thinking about going into freelancing, I'm really encouraging you na mag-set up kayo ng savings, if you can. Bakit? Kasi kung may savings ka, of course, hindi ka natatakot. Kasi again, the first few weeks, months, even years are going to be rough. Bago mo mapatunayan yung credibility mo as a freelancer, bago ka magkaroon ng, kung magasabihin natin, ng role ng mga clients na pwede mong balik-balikan or na magtitiwala sa'yo, kailangan mo talagang mag-build up ng reputation. Okay? And if nagsistart ka pa lang at wala kang savings, ang tendency kadalasan is you either undersell yourself, as in bababaan mo yung presyo para lang merong trabaho, or minsan, mas malungkot pa, yung parang basta trabaho na lang. Kahit anong trabaho na lang, kahit na I'm going to write for, sabihin natin, an extremist na website. Diba? Or I'm going to have to write something that I don't believe in. Or film something that is compromising. Sabihin natin, parang ganun. You will have to trade your values for cash, which is not what we want to happen, right? So mas maganda, if you want to enter yung freelancing, maganda kung kahit papaano meron kang savings. Hindi mo inaalala or hindi mo pinoproblema yung rent mo para sa susunod na buwan. Because if you do that, you will start from a point na anxious ka, takot ka, and may mga kailangan kang gawin just for money, which is very heartbreaking yan, heartbreaking. So sa akin, kung wala pang savings at gusto nyo mag-try ng freelancing at may trabaho kayo ngayon, mag-ipon muna kayo. Okay? Mag-ipon ng enough, at least for a couple of months, para hindi ka nagpapanik every time. Okay? So, savings, napakahalaga din talaga niyan. Okay? Now, yung ating last piece of advice, again, 5 S's ito, is this. After you have your self-discipline and self-motivation squared away, your skills na bankable na, competitive na, meron ka ng schedule, magaling ka na sumunod sa schedule, at disiplinado ka na sa schedule mo, meron kang savings that you can fall back on just in case walang clients for that month. 5th thing, bonus ito, and not a lot of people think about it as a necessity, is social media presence. Okay? Now, bakit? Bakit social media presence? Kailangan ba yan talaga? Now, I would say this, hindi naman siya kailangan, as in walang magsasucceed na freelancer kung walang social media presence. But, think about social media presence as your own marketing strategy or marketing tool. Kapag visible ka on social media, it can help you gain more gigs, gain more opportunities, have recognition. Kasi kung hindi googleable yung name mo, and by googleable, I mean, what do they see kapag they type your name on Google, baka mahirapan ka maging competitive. Okay? Kailangan makita nila yung pangalan mo. Kailangan makita nila yung credentials mo rin. And this is where a lot of people have trouble with, no? Kasi, you know, we were raised in a society na nagsasabi sa atin na let your work speak for itself. And that is true. That is very important. It's important for you to be excellent in every way para mapansin yung ginagawa mo. However, okay, and it took me a lot of time. It took me a long time talaga to understand this. That even if you're excellent, if you're not visible, people will not give you opportunities. So ano ibig sabihin nun? Hindi lang basta dapat be excellent. You also have to be visible. You have to be seen. Kasi, and itong realidad ng situation, if we don't know how to sell ourselves, no? Sa konteksto po ito ng freelancing, ha? Limitado doon, no? If you don't know how to market yourself, if you don't know how to explain sa kliyente kung ano yung skills mo, ano yung present mo, ano yung edge mo over other candidates, then you're going to have a hard time finding clients. That's just how it is. If you want to leave the corporate world for freelancing thinking na, kasi masyadong competitive sa company, or ayoko na nung ini-interview ako lagi, matatawa ako kasi pagdating sa freelancing, it's basically you looking for a job every day, almost every day, looking for opportunities every day. Kasi kapag may kliyente, di ba, may options siya, kung lima kayong writers, for example, na pinagpipilian, syempre magkakaroon kayo ng kahit papano interview or screening process, magkakaroon kayong demo, di ba? Parang everyday kang maghahanap ng clients, everyday kang magkocompete with other people who are as good as you, maybe even better than you. So you really have to have an edge. And doon na papasok yung libre na reach na pinoprovide sa atin ng social media. So if you're listening to this, do a quick exercise lang with me. I want you to type your name, as in i-google nyo yung pangalan ninyo and see what comes up. Right? See what comes up. Kung ang unang lalabas dyan is just your Facebook page, type, ano, i-tap nyo yan. Okay? Huwag na kayo mag-login sa Facebook. Mag-incognito kayo sa inyong Google tab or basta mag-private kayo na viewing, no? Log out of your devices, log out of your social media accounts, type your name and see what pops up. Right? If you type your name and ang lumabas is, yan, I'm filming this live, sabi ni Sir JM, yung let results niya daw, yung licensure exam for teachers. That's at least a good thing, right? A good thing to start on kasi you are a teacher by profession. Now, kayo, ano yung profession ninyo? Ano yung unang lalabas? Kung ang unang lalabas ay compromising photos nung nag-party kayo ng friends ninyo sa Facebook 3 years ago, then you may want to rethink things. Kasi isipin ninyo kung ako ay client, lalo na kung foreign client, which is the case for a lot of freelancers, tapos tinype nila yung name mo, at nakita nila, yun lang ang laman. Would they trust you with their project? Would they trust you with their money? Diba? So again, you have to build at least a social media presence. Think of LinkedIn as a showcase. Think of maybe building a YouTube channel to showcase yung inyong video editing skills. Think of writing a blog, diba? If you want to be a content writer, at wala ka pang blog ngayon, get started right now. Kasi that is your portfolio. That is how you showcase your skills. Gusto ko maging social media manager. Okay, kamusta yung social media account mo, right? Or kamusta yung social media account ng church ninyo, ng company mo, ng school where you work? You really have to have proof that you can perform yung tasks na i-entail ng inyong position na gusto niyong pasukan. Okay? So again, think about that, social media presence as a tool, kasi it really helps. For example, sa akin, let's talk about, say, speaking gigs, right? I do work as a motivational speaker and speaker, keynote speaker, instructor. Marami akong mga cases na nakikita nila ako or na-invite nila ako sa events nila sa school, sa companies nila, corporate events and stuff like that because they see me on social media. So social media is not necessary naman per se, as in kailangan talaga or walang nagsasucceed na walang social media account, but it can help you gather more clients. So you really have to be thoughtful when it comes to using social media as your very own free marketing tool. Okay? So again, 5 tips for freelancers. Okay? So episode na ito, number 1, you have to make sure you have self-motivation and self-discipline. Without that, it'll be very hard for you to succeed when it comes to freelancing. Number 2, skills. Monetizable, bankable, competitive. Kasi again, marami kayong makakalaban pagdating ninyo sa freelance world. Number 3, schedule. Make sure that you know how to keep a schedule and how to follow that schedule to the letter. Kasi importante yan. Hindi pwede nagka-cram lagi, no? Kasi hindi yan healthy at hindi rin magiging mahusay ang gawa natin kapag ganon. And then number 4, savings. Para you don't need to compromise your values, your integrity para lang sa renta next month. And number 5, social media presence, just to help you gain more leads and even prove that you are competitive and excellent in your craft. Okay? So tips for freelancers, I hope makatulong yung lima na yan sa inyo. We will have more conversations about this. If you want to request kung ano yung topic na pag-uusapan natin sa susunod, go ahead and check out our Facebook account. It's www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlyqa. Get hired by Team LYQA. Send your messages, send your questions para mapila natin yung mga yan. And again, don't forget to follow this podcast for more episodes. We will be talking about a lot of other questions, but we already covered a lot of ground then. Tell me something about yourself. Rate yourself from 1 to 10. These are also questions that you may encounter in the freelancing world. So if you want to check that out and prepare, go ahead and look for our previous episodes. And of course, if you want to join the conversation, don't forget to tag us then. You can find me on Instagram then at Lyqa Maravilla, at LYQA Maravilla, MARAVILLA. And of course, at Team Lyqa then on Instagram. And we would love to have that conversation with you. Go ahead and check out my second podcast then. It's my personal podcast. It's called Trying Hard with Lyqa, Trying Hard with LYQA. Also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor at marami pang podcasting platforms. I would love to continue this conversation with you. Thanks for listening, guys. And again, this podcast is for you. We are here to help you land your dream job. Kaya niya yan. Okay? We'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.